Welcome to ClickFunnels Radio, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here's your host, Dave Woodward.
Hey, everybody. Welcome. I am so excited. This is going to be a ton of fun. I have the opportunity inviting a dear friend who's just been out there doing so many amazing things in so many different areas. So with that being said, please welcome Joe Soto. Joe, welcome.
Hey, welcome. Thanks, Dave. And thanks for having me on the show, man.
Well, I'm excited. The part that I love is you've had so much experience in so many different areas and have really helped, you know, build your own agency, help other people who are out getting agencies. And most importantly, this all comes down to what are the creative ways these days you can actually build your business by getting the right clients? And how do you actually go out and find clients? And what are the right ways of doing that? So before we dive into that, I know people are going to go, well, tell me a little more about Joe. So Joe, give some of the background here for him.
Yeah, real easy. I had a sales training business for 10 years prior to about 2008, 2009. That was our last depressive time of turbulent times. And I just kind of reinvented myself one day. I had a client that came to me one day and he says, can you help me with social media? And, you know, I'll pay you every month if you just help me manage all my social media presence for my business, my company, my brand. And I said, sure. I literally went out to Barnes & Noble and bought like 10 books on the subject and started a social media agency. And I grew it to seven figures my first year. We had about 75 clients in 30 states within 12 months because I had the sales background. So I knew how to find the clients. I could go out and get clients, but we had to learn along the way. And unfortunately for a lot of those early clients, although they still love me today, they were the beginning of us trying to figure this all out. But what I learned is, you know, I don't know who said the quote, but in the land of the blind, the one-eyed man is king. So knowing a little bit more than what our clients knew gave me a business. And so I said, we're going to go out, we're going to outlearn the small business market on how to use social media to attract new clients online. And what I have found over the years after growing that agency, after teaching courses, after, you know, meeting thousands literally of digital consultants and agency owners is that there's this ongoing struggle to find clients. And so that's kind of where we're at now.
Oh, I love it. Well, the part it's so much fun is just that you've got so much experience. Again, I love this whole idea as far as 2008, 2009. That was like a lifetime ago.
We were helping them with MySpace, Dave.
I understand that space. I was there as well. Yeah, I'm excited about it.
We were helping them with MySpace.
Well, tell me, so what recommendations would you have these days, taking all your experiences, people go, wow, Joe, how have you got this kind of success? And how can I build my business, or how can I help other people build their business? What's the creative ways I should be looking at to find clients?
Yeah. So there's a few, and we could just go through as many as you really want to. I constantly preparing presentations and doing talks around this subject. But, you know, most people first have to get a mindset right around finding clients. And there's this, I have an abundance mindset. I believe that there's plenty of clients out there and there's a lot of people who need help. And very few of those people respond well to people who want to pitch them on the help. So the first thing to think about is nobody wakes up in the morning and says, I hope an agency contacts me today. I hope a digital marketing specialist spams me on LinkedIn today about how they can help me, and people don't search for agencies. They don't search for digital marketing specialists. They are searching and looking for solutions to their problems. And so when you understand that, you can also understand the next piece, which is people aren't buying services. Okay. They're not. So everyone stop trying to sell them your services. If you sell funnels for a living, stop selling funnels. If you sell digital marketing for a living, stop selling digital marketing, because no one goes, I can't wait to buy some digital marketing services today. They wake up going, I need to get more traffic. I need to get more traffic to my site. I need more business and more revenue in here. Or they wake up saying, I'm getting a bunch of new traffic. We're driving people here in some different ways, but I don't know how to convert that traffic. So they need conversion strategies and they need to talk through what that looks like for their business as a solution, not I'll just make you a funnel. And then some wake up going, how do I keep customers that I get? Right? How do I get them to come back? because those are really the three ways you grow a business: traffic, conversion, and retention. So, or raising your prices, right? You can sometimes just scale through raising your fees instead of adding more business. At the end of the day, people need help with all those things. And so I figured out that if you understand people aren't buying your services, but they'll buy the solutions, then you need to sell them a solution. Well, I also, here's a lesson I learned, and then we'll talk about some ways to find clients to sell these solutions to, but gotta get these mindsets fixed first out there in the marketplace of these salespeople running rampant in the marketplace who go, I can't find clients. You know, there's no clients out there. Nobody wants to pay my fees. And it's on you, right? So self-responsibility mindset. Well, what I realize is that if you want to differentiate yourself and not appear to be like everybody else, you have to do things that differentiate yourself. So I'll give you some ways to do that. So let's just talk about LinkedIn, because it's a great source to find clients, but most people use it poorly. How many times have you connected with people on LinkedIn and then within minutes you got a message back of them basically giving you this long three paragraph story of how they can help you maybe, and should you book a call with them, right? So I use LinkedIn automation. And there's a lot of different LinkedIn automation softwares out there. There's, you know, Connected, there's ExpandEye, and then just type in LinkedIn automation service. You'll find a bunch of them. Another one's Zopto, Z-O-P-T-O. There's a bunch of them. I'm not here to be an affiliate for any of those, although we do have one that we use, but they all work. I have people that have been in my mastermind and they're using all these different softwares. It's not about the software. It's about the strategy. And ClickFunnels, you know, gives you so much training on strategies that some of this will come kind of intuitively as you understand the frame to use it in. So with LinkedIn, my first messaging, and I use automation to make all those first level connections. So if you've got a niche, set up your automation. It's maybe $50 to $100 a month to set up one of these automations, or just make a list, a dream list of 100 clients. Start here. Don't spend a dollar. But you know, if I was just starting, I wouldn't spend any money on technology other than ClickFunnels. I would say, I'm going to go on LinkedIn, target my 100 dream clients, and I'm going to reach out with a connection. This is what the connection is going to sound like, because it's different than what everybody else sends. And it goes like this. Hey, Dave, I see we have some people in common in our network. We'd love to connect with you. If there's anyone in my network you ever need an introduction to, please let me know. That's it. Okay. You know how many people are using LinkedIn to offer up a recommendation? Not very many people, even though that is the purpose of that network. You know, they always say your network is your net worth, right? Well, start on LinkedIn and start doing this. And I've done this for clients. We do it for ourselves. In our case, we help a lot of speaker authors. And so I have a constant automation with that, the same direct message that goes out to clients, prospects that are my dream author, speaker clients. And we've helped, you know, our current clients are people like, you know, Mark Victor Hansen and Michael Gelb, who wrote, you know, How to Think Like Leonardo da Vinci, and that list goes on. How do we find a lot of these people is through the connections that came through LinkedIn. Not always are these people on LinkedIn, but it's who they also know. So I'll connect with these people on LinkedIn with just simple messaging to help. I always get people who connect and say, thank you. Like that one person actually responded last week, Dave, and they said something like this. I've been on LinkedIn for 10 years. I've never seen anyone just like offer up their network to do an introduction if I need it. And that's sad, but it differentiates me. Then I might follow up with a video message. You know, I'll use something like Dub, and there, you know, people might, there's all kinds of, you know, video messaging softwares out there as well. I happen to use Dub, which is like D-U-B-B, and it allows me to, and it syncs with LinkedIn, so I can leave a video message to them, you know, offering up some ideas, maybe suggesting I have a couple of ideas for their business, and would be love to sit down with them for 15 minutes and share those with them openly, and they can take them and run with them. Some of them, I might invite them onto my podcast, which is the next thing I would recommend people do, is to start your own show. Right now, can you imagine, go back to 2010, Dave, can you imagine being able to be on like all the networks on television and being able to broadcast? I mean, I remember how hard you worked to get PR just so I could get a 15-second slot on the Des Moines, Iowa news station of what our agency was doing in the community. I remember when I got that news spot and my video was on there, and they showed me on my whiteboard in my office and then our company, a little snapshot. I thought, oh my gosh, I'm getting media attention. I'm going to send this to everybody I know. And I did. And today we can go live on StreamYard and we can be broadcasting on LinkedIn Facebook, YouTube, our LinkedIn groups, Twitter. And I do that almost every single week, and I interview my prospects. And so if I was a coach, and let's say I'm in Topeka, Kansas, and I was a marketing coach or a marketing agency, I would start a show and I would do a business owner show. And maybe it's, you know, how to grow your business here in Topeka, Kansas. And I would interview Topeka business owners because they're notoriously, and I would just add value to the community. You know, let's give your best leadership tips. Let's get your best hiring tips. Let's give your best employee management tips. And throw in some fun stuff about fun things to do outside of Topeka, because Lord knows there's nothing in Topeka. But and I grew up in Des Moines, so I can say this. And then I would, you know, you're going to have these prospects who are going to say, well, what do you do? And you might have a specific niche that you help small businesses with. Maybe you say, I help small business owners generate traffic and leads online. Well, you know, now you're seen in the, you know, an authority light or in a frame of, you know, somebody that has some expertise, and you weren't approaching them to sell them that. You were approaching them to be on your show, and you just kept it there. I've had people on my show never ask me what I did. They never became my client. Now, even though I follow up with different things, they still just, you know, went on their way, which is fine. As long as I was able to add value to my audience, and you keep it true to that. Here's another thing. I have a friend of mine who started off as a student of mine, and then he was in my coaching program. And when he came to me originally, he says, here's a great idea for everybody listening if they want to know how to get clients. He says, Joe, how do I find clients? And he's in Chattanooga. I said, what do you do now? He says, I have an agency and I have like two clients, and one of them's a donut shop. They don't pay me very much money. And I said, okay, you need more clients and you need to charge a little higher fee. I said, why don't you start a Chattanooga small business networking Facebook group? Kind of like a, almost like a B&I online, but just in a Facebook group. And he says, what do I do? I said, just add value to the people that you're bringing in the group, invite business owners, have them recommend each other, invite consumers in Chattanooga to share, like, who's their favorite contractor, who's their favorite roofer, who's their favorite interior designer, who's their favorite landscaper, who's their favorite dentist, et cetera. And then people can recommend people that business owners that are in the group, and they can kind of tag them. And that's what they started to do. And I said, at the end of the day, someone's going to say to you as the admin of the group, who are you and what do you do? Because you're the driving force behind the group. He grows the group to 12,000 people in his first year, Dave.
Wow.
And today he has over 30,000 people in Chattanooga Small Business Networking Facebook group. Over 2,500 of them, I think, are businesses, small business owners, and the rest are consumers. And then he started a directory site separate from Facebook so he could get the people off of Facebook, get their emails, start a directory site, free to sign up, has upgraded listings there. But he makes now anywhere between 25 on the low end and 40 grand per month, every single month, from that stemmed from just that Facebook group. He's never had to solicit for clients, go out and find clients, cold call for clients, pray for clients. Built an attractor system where he added value first, and then he was seen as the authority and the expert behind the scenes. I mean, I can keep going, right? So now we have got LinkedIn, podcast show, Facebook, local Facebook group, right? And I think part of it was, you know, I talked about video outreach, and, you know, I think people don't use the video technology out there enough. And one really cool piece of technology I've seen recently and have been teaching people in my coaching and mastermind groups how to use is called Video Ask. Video Ask plugs right into your ClickFunnels as your landing page. And think of it as a video questionnaire funnel, where people come to your landing page and it's an interactive video. They ask you ask a question, you pause, and they literally click on A, B, or C to get the next video answer from you. So it's like a quiz funnel, like on steroids, right? So imagine you're like, hey, Joe Soto here. Thanks for coming to my page. What do you struggle most with as a small business owner? And then the person goes, you know, A, getting traffic into my business. B, you know, hiring the right employees. C, a steady flow of referrals. Okay. And now if someone clicks on C and you go, great, you need a steady flow of referrals. And so you can address that problem. And now you take them down a journey inside of Video Ask or a video funnel to where they're now, it's like I call it your choose your own adventure video. So you ever seen those books where you choose your own adventure?
Like, yeah.
depending on where you turn to page 153, if you want to do this. It's a choose your own adventure video using a free tool like Video Ask in your funnels as part of your funnel strategy. It's a, you know, how many people have a landing page for ClickFunnels and it's just a video of them? This is a interactive video idea. So you could send Video Ask in your, or your Video Ask page through LinkedIn. Okay. Believe me, people that are getting 1,000 LinkedIn messages a month aren't seeing that. And that's how you have to stand out, is you got to go, I understand this technology is out there. How do I use it creatively in my outreach to attract new clients and bring them into my business? That might have been more than you wish to hear.
No, I love it. I think, Joe, the part that's so exciting for me is the part that you just continue to talk about over and over again. And that is, you have to understand, this is a little bit more than just a one-time contact with a person. If you really want to grow and scale and build your business, it's not just about, I got to make money today. It's more a matter of, how am I going to provide enough value? And that's why I love, you always talk first about, let me give you this. And what that does is it builds that relationship. And all of a sudden, you, if it's not that person, you start then getting referrals and you start getting other referrals or comments and things. And I think if you want to really look at scaling and growing and building your business long-term, you got to be in this thing long-term. That's more than just between now and the end of the week type of
deal.
That's
right.
And I just love how you've had so much experience doing this for quite some time in your own business and helping other people grow their business. If people wanted to find out more about you, where would you recommend they go?
They could just go to joesototraining.com and there's a free training on there on how to find clients.
Look at that. That's a perfect thing. Let me just show you. Let me give you something for free.
Here. Right on the homepage. There's a free training there on how to find clients. And there's a lot of free trainings on there. If you want to learn how to sell funnels, you can go to funnelsalesmasterclass.com. And it is a full-blown hour training of exactly. And everybody, I built that training not as a webinar and pitch, Dave. I built that training as a, you can watch this recorded webinar and you'll understand a whole new philosophy and strategy for selling funnels that no one's ever taught you before, which is really teaching you to sell the system and the process, because people spend a lot more money on processes and systems than they do just a funnel or a website or a service. And when you stop selling services and you start selling an outcome of what they want, your life can change. So it's all accessible through joesototraining.com.
Perfect. Again, joesototraining.com. Joe, I love how you just provide so much value so quickly. And I think that's the part that matters these days. And again, I just, it's just great seeing
it from you.
It's just so much fun having these opportunities. Again, please, people, if you want to find out more, again, Joe Soto is the place to go. Or Joe Soto
Training.
JoeSotoTraining.com. Again, Joe, thank you so much, bud.
Thanks so much, Dave. I appreciate you having me, man.
All right. I hope you absolutely loved all that we just went through. I think the cool thing for me is, as I take a look and think of all the things that 100% of the people who have had success, they all have this one thing in common, and that is they all actually built a funnel. So we decided we would actually release how people can actually do this. So you can go to yourfirstfunnel.com, and it basically shows everyone how to create your first funnel. If you take a look at all the cool free things that are included in this huge list, is a great thing when you start taking a look at what are the things you want to do when you're building your own business. But definitely you want to go to yourfirstfunnel.com. Here you'll see Russell, where he literally goes through all of the details in this amazing video there. In addition to that, he goes through and we actually give this massive overview of all the free stuff. So realize, if this is your first time to try ClickFunnels, you actually get 30 days free. In the past, it's always been 14 days. You get 30 days right now. Plus, you get 14 days of live coaching, plus Russell's 30-day book. I love this book. This is one of my favorites because it actually goes through where you can see 30 other people in different industries, what they would do if they had to start from scratch. And it's like 520 pages, or I mean, just crazy. And they actually send you the book, plus the Funnel Hacker Cookbook, which is just an awesome thing. I remember actually going through all that with Russell in our little kitchen here in the office. But the cool part is he actually goes through every single tiny little thing that you could do. And it's like a cookbook where you just add it into your page that you're building, in your funnel, all that stuff. Plus 102 insane, done for you, ready to go funnels. So you can just hit the ground running today. And that's where, again, these are existing funnels. You can just plug them in. Plus the free headline generator software, which is just awesome because it actually helps you create the headlines, which is so hard for most of us. In addition to that, you get a free list building secrets training,
which goes through all the things as far as how do you build your list. So yeah, you got the headline, but now you also have to have the list of where you're going to go. We're trying to get everyone to get that the first 1,000 people within the first 30 days. Plus, Tony Robbins' private collection, 7 of Tony's trainings. Obviously, I just adore Tony, and the stuff that he provided for all businesses is just amazing. So you want to see that. Plus, you also get Dan Kennedy's herd building training seminar, which is one of my favorites. I absolutely love working with Dan and seeing the stuff that he's done. That was one of my favorite ones. Plus, you also get ClickFunnels Funnel Hacker t-shirt. All this stuff is free. And I just want to make sure that you understand that we want you to go to yourfirstfunnel.com, and that way you can actually see it and go through it, see what's there. And we just want to make sure you guys are having success. So we'll talk to you soon.